You're listening to AW Accelerate, Advertising Week's companion podcast to our startup program that provides education, business development, and partnership opportunities to marketing and media-related technology companies across the globe. We're live here at Advertising Week New York 2024 to talk to this year's Accelerate participants, one of which is right here with me. Would you please introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Michael Lewitis, and I'm the founder of Ranktify.
Well, tell us about Ranktify.
Ranktify is your own personal content creation optimization tool. Simply, you write. That's all you need to do. You write. You then put your content in our software, in our tool, and we will tell you from a search engine or a large language model perspective what you need to add to enhance it so that you have greater visibility, rise higher in search, whether it's with search engines or appearing in those large language models like ChatGPT and Perplexity. And of course, all of that will help in result in generate more revenue for you.
It'll tell me this.
We will give you all the missing data points that you need. We will tell you the experts that you may need to approach. Anything that's missing, we will tell you what you need to do. And often it's just a press of one button and boom, you have it and you will be rewarded.
Fantastic. Well, why did you start Ranktify?
You know, I worked in publishing for many years. I was an editor at the New York Post, at Cosmopolitan, turned a monthly magazine into what is now Us Weekly, published and edited about 75,000 articles, and I saw over the years what really worked. Then I started my own content creation company, which I sold to a private equity firm. But while I was running that, I realized the key was a little bit SEO. You can have the best product in the world. You can have the best service in the world. You can have the greatest information company. But unless the world knows about it, it's meaningless. And so what I decided to do was take all the information that I knew about how to create high quality content, everything I knew about SEO, and over the years, in fact, I've even advised Google on vulnerabilities with the search engine. They've even had me speak at a conference. And what I decided to do was create a tool that was extremely light touch, where we did everything under the hood. You need to know nothing about SEO. All you need to do is just write your piece. We'll do it for you, and you'll be rewarded with higher search results, more visibility, and of course, more revenue.
Very cool. So this is not your first startup?
This is not my first startup. I built one. I ran it for 10 years in 2 days. 2 days were because there was some last minute bickering. But I ran that. It was a very successful content company. And I sold it, had some time off. I gave a lecture at News Corp, which runs, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Post. I gave a big lecture there to all their properties in Australia, the UK, and the US, all about how to optimize. And after I walked out of there, I said to myself, that was great. No one's going to implement anything I do. So that was really sort of the seed of why not just build something that we put in the hands of the writers. Forget SEO teams. Put it in the hands of writers. Put it in the hands of marketers. Put it in the hands of any content creator. You just write. We'll show you what you need to do. And you literally have to press one button and we'll fix it for you. And I am proud to say that there was recently a Google algorithmic update. All our clients, of which are about a dozen, all publicly traded companies, not one went down. They all went up. One of them is 10x in its traffic.
What does success for Ranktify look like to you beyond the success these clients are clearly having?
I think an ecosystem in which the large language models like ChatGPT and Perplexity, Gemini, as well as the search engines, are surfacing content, high quality content. Content that's robust, that is good for the user. I think that's really the end goal for us. With the advent of these large language models, people are bragging like, oh, we can generate 10x content in much less time. But I don't think the world needs 10x content. Mm-hmm. What the world needs is high quality, robust, authoritative, and trustworthy content. And the tool is really built on a concept that Google created, but everyone else has adopted. It's called EAT. It's an acronym for expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. And in fact, I worked at times with people from the search engine on sending these signals. I gave a talk on at Google on how to send the trustworthy signal. And what we're doing is we're just making sure that everyone's articles, product descriptions are robust and are imbued with expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. Large language models can't do that on their own. They can't give you experience. They can't give you expertise. That comes from your own, from humans, actually.
Yeah. Do you have any known competitors?
We don't. There are a lot of people who are in the SEO space. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who are in the content creation business. I come at it from an angle that none others do. Most of these tools are created by SEO people. So they know how to optimize things, headlines, images, maybe page speed. But they haven't written and or edited 75,000 articles the way I have.
Right.
So I'm coming at it from both sides. And that's really why I was the one who had to create this, because I saw what the content was and I also saw what was needed to optimize. There are people on both sides, but as far as I know, no one who's done what I've done, and certainly no one who's gone full in the way that I have with optimizing content to give those signals of expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
And to date, what do you feel has been your biggest initial challenge?
Sales, I'll be honest. Sales.
Good answer.
Right? That's the absolute, like, I know content, I know SEO, I don't know sales. That has been the biggest challenge. We've begun. We haven't quite hit that flywheel yet. It's sort of introduction after introduction. But thankfully, like I said, every company is publicly traded. They're all very large. But it's a slow process. Also, going through procurement was something I didn't understand beforehand, and it's a very slow process. I'd say the other sort of challenge is, this is a new product, and I think with any new product that people have never seen before, they don't understand it. And it's one of those things that you have to see it to believe it. And honestly, you know, no exaggeration, there isn't a single, now I'm not saying we get every sale with every demo.
Sure.
But there hasn't been a single person who has seen the tool and been like, eh.
Right.
Everyone who sees it goes, whoa. That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's very impressive. I did one yesterday for a very large wealth management company. And at the end of it, they were like, I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool. And the intent was really to build something that no one has seen before, but also so that it would be incredibly light touch and easy. And I would say, in addition to sales, the other hurdle was the first version of it was less light touch. It was offering a lot of suggestions because initially we were selling to major publishers and we didn't want to tell writers how to write.
Yeah.
Subsequently, we realized everyone just wants to do their job much more easily.
Yeah.
So,
that makes sense.
So we automated a ton of it. And now all you have to do is really just press a button, accept or ignore, and you're done.
Well, last question. If one wanted to find out more about Ranktify, where would they go?
You can reach me at michael.lewittes at Ranktify, ranktify.com. We're also, our website is up, although we made the website deliberately underwhelming because we built it in stealth, but now that we're ready to come out of stealth and announce a funding round, we're going to improve the website, so you can reach me that way, but generally email is the best way.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be on here. This sounds very, very cool.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.